joining me on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline, the wonderful Lynn Telford, President and CEO of CarinShare. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Ted.
How are we doing? And that's a big how with a capital H-O-W.
It's just amazing. You know, this fundraiser has already topped $48,000.
Isn't that exciting?
That's a lot of food.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
It's a dollar that gets about 8 pounds of food. Is that right?
About 8 meals.
Oh, about 8 meals. Thank you. Boy, that's a long way to stretch a dollar. So just imagining what $48,000, $100,000 will do is just really fun to contemplate.
Well, it is. And, you know, so many of our neighbors these days need it. People who never thought that they would need help before are needing food. You know, they might have been doing just fine and instantly their job disappeared. And we're so grateful that we can help them. And then with KRDO's help and the viewers' help, we're able to really buy more and more food and get good meals out to people who really deserve it and need it.
You know, I had the treat of a lifetime today. I think I got to visit the facility today and see you and Shannon and meet some new folks who I had not met before or had the opportunity before. You are all positively glowing. You said something very interesting to me today, Lynn. You said, this is what you are built for.
That's right. You know, CarinShare is here for people when they're in need. And you saw us ramp up in Waldo Canyon Fire and Black Forest Fire. And when this pandemic hit, we knew that we needed to jump into action. And we did. We were able to reach out to some of our most loyal supporters who jumped in right away to say, yes, we're sending some money so you can buy some food. So since early March, we have been ordering in truckloads of food. The best way for us to get food in and out right now is to purchase it. And so we've been able to do that. And we're getting out about almost twice as much food as normal right now, which is an amazing thing.
Yes, a big change in demands on your financial resources, which is part of the reason we're here today, is to help fill those coffers and keep the food bank full so that you can help all of the people in the community who have been hit so hard by COVID. And something else strikes me here, too, and we've talked about this a little bit, and I think it's coming more and more to light. There are first-timers, people who never, probably ever, expected to ever need to ask for this kind of assistance, and now you're meeting many, many of those people.
We are, and I would like people to know that if you do need food or if you know somebody who needs food, you can call 211 or you can go on our website to find the best place, someplace close to you, to get food, because CarinShare is a food bank, so we get our food out to other partner agencies, pantries, churches, schools, soup kitchens, where they can get it right to the people who need it. And so there are great referral services out there to help you find the food that you need.
Yes, there's a big button on your website, and it says, what does it say?
It says, I'm hungry.
There we go. I mean, it just tells the truth. And that's all you have to do is push that button or dial 211, and you will get the assistance you need. And on the flip side of that, those folks in the community who are turning out in fine style today, Lynn, and we appreciate them so much, have given, you know, we're now pushing $50,000, which is halfway to the main goal. But man, is that happening fast.
It's so heartwarming. You know, I just love the way that this community comes together to help one another when we need that. And we've really been able to see the best of people, people here volunteering, people donating financially. It's just been wonderful.
Now, Lynn, I do want to share that since we started talking, I have refreshed the screen a couple of times on the fundraised amount. And it has already gone up by $1,000 in just about 3 minutes.
Oh,
our community is so wonderful. Yes. And that's the thing that makes you and Shannon and everybody just glow at CarinShare, because this, as you say, is where you shine, and the community benefits so much. Lynn, thank you. I know you have a long day. You're going to be there for another few hours yet. We're very excited for you, and thank you for allowing us this opportunity to be of service and support to you and to the community.
Well, thank you, and thank you to our community. We appreciate everybody.
Lynn Telford, President and CEO of Care and Share. Lynn, thank you again. Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Shannon Bryce,
let's just say,
COO for Care and Share. Karen, wow, Shannon. I could not sound less trite right now, could I?
That's so funny. How are you doing?
I am in awe. The community is doing such wonderful things right now. I am watching the tally. And in just a few minutes, we're now up to $54,700.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's 546 contributions. I mean, thank you, Colorado Springs. My goodness. What a high-energy day for Care and Share and all of you out there. Thank you so much for that quick tour today as well. My first visit, and I am mightily impressed.
Well, thanks for coming, and I echo your thanks to the Colorado Springs community for really stepping up and supporting our work today to ensure that neighbors who are struggling right now have access to the food that they need to thrive.
Well, and that is key. $1 does how many meals?
$1 can provide 8 meals. Through our buying power as an organization, we're able to secure truckloads of food at a time and really make those donations go very far.
And, you know, the facility that you have is just gargantuan. There's just no other way to explain it. It has to be for you to be able to do this magnitude of work. And, of course, many lessons learned from when you mobilized during Waldo Canyon Fire and Black Forest Fire. Now here comes a pandemic, and now the demand on Care and Share and food banks all in the region has doubled because so many people are in need, probably who have never been in need before.
That's right. I think, you know, this pandemic has certainly kind of changed the face of hunger. I think a lot of people before this all happened, you know, they didn't know if their job was essential or not. We've all come to understand those terms now. And to no fault of anyone's, these neighbors have found themselves in a place where, you know, they're struggling to know if how they're going to pay rent tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow's May 1st, rent is due. And we want to make sure that our neighbors have access to food so they don't have to make those difficult decisions between paying rent or having food on their table. So we are, as you mentioned, we have a very large service area here, or distribution center, to serve our large service area, which is 31 counties across southern Colorado. So we are able to push out quite a bit of food, and I'm so proud to tell you that my team in the month of April was able to distribute 2.3 million pounds of food, which is a record for our organization.
Oh, my. That is a huge, huge, huge amount of food. I was one of the crew with KRDO TV was there, and we were chit-chatting a minute sort of at the edge of the main warehouse, and his comment was he has never in his life seen that many potatoes in one place. So I mean,
that's right. And I have to tell you, Ted, those potatoes actually come from a farm in Monta Vista. Metz Potatoes is a really strong partner of ours. And you're right, we have a boatload of potatoes.
And that just speaks to how deep this need really goes. So many people finding themselves in a position to be food insecure, maybe for the first time ever in their lives. It's got to be frightening. And this is where our community gets to step up and take that fear away by making sure that these people know that food is available. So, Shannon, what is the direct path from people who are in need to getting some of this food that you have?
Yeah, as we've talked about, you know, Care and Share supplies food pantries across the region. Mm-hmm. So that's really our way to do that. And the way to find out that information is to visit our website, careandshare.org. There's a button that says Find Food, and that's going to direct you to our food pantry and other partners' locations so you know what day of the week they're open, when you can get access to that food should you need it, and they're going to be there. Most all of our agencies have adapted to this, you know, the physical distancing and kind of taken a drive-through style in terms of how they distribute food. So everybody is taking the precautions so folks can know that they can safely access that food should they need it.
And an example of a food bank is Tri-Lakes Cares up in the north part of the county. That's one of the food banks that you supply.
Yeah, they're one of our strongest food pantry partners, and you know, there are so many. We work with 267. Trilix Cares is certainly an exceptional partner of ours. Haley there leads her team well and serves that community in a really powerful way.
And there are, as you say, more than 200 examples of that kind of relationship that you have, and that is the supply chain. Dialing 211 will also make that connection. Is that right?
That is right. And 211 can help you, you know, if you have more needs than just food at this moment. 211 is a great resource for all the things that you may need help with, if it's utility help or rent assistance. Pikespeak United Way's 211 helpline can certainly direct you and help you with a lot of information if you're in need.
So again, careandshare.org, and click the button that says I'm hungry, find food. And there is your direct link, or call 211 if you need food and more than just that. The goal is $100,000 today. We're now sitting at $56,000, $56,421, and the numbers just keep going. The Colorado Springs community is just doing a wonderful job today supporting you, Shannon, and everybody at Care and Share as you work to support those in the community in need. Thank you for all of that and for giving us a couple of minutes here on KRDO's Afternoon News today.
Thank you so much, and we really appreciate the community support now and into the future, as we don't know exactly when this is going to end. So thanks to everybody who's participated today. Our heartfelt thanks are with you all.
Thank you, Shannon. Shannon Bryce, the COO of Care and Share Food Bank.